Hello.
Hey, is this Scott?
Yes, this is Scott.
Hey, Scott, it's Tyler over at Bank of Cardiff here. I'm just returning your voicemail that you had left me.
Yeah, it looks like I got a return call from you. What's going on? How can
you I was actually just following up on an approval that we had sent you guys for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. It's based on some prior financing he had done with, looks like Dakota Financial a few years back. I was just trying to get in touch and kind of see if you were maybe looking to bring on some.
I've done a lot of business with a lot of people. I've done business with QuickBridge. I've done business with OnDeck.
OnDeck, okay.
I've done business with Dakota Financial. I've bought equipment off of Caterpillar itself.
Okay. Been all over the place then.
Yeah. I've definitely done quite a bit. But you guys are all daily payments, right?
What was that?
It's all daily payments?
No. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. But,
I got one with OnDeck right now, and it's going to be over in September, and then I don't want any more daily payments.
That's what I keep hearing about a lot of these companies with OnDeck. They're not happy with that.
They're good. They gave me what I want. I mean, they gave me 50 grand or whatever it was, 45 grand without a blink of an eye,
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't want a daily payment. I don't want that.
Yeah, no, that's completely fine. Like I said, you were pre-approved for right around $250K for some equipment financing and working capital. So I don't know if maybe you were looking to bring on some new equipment or you had some projects coming up here and you needed some additional capital to kind of back you up.
I do, but, I mean, everything's a pre-approval. Then they tell you they'll give you $5,000. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I mean, the pre-approval here is just based off the lending history that you had and your DMB credit profile. So those things added up. That's kind of like our standards here, I guess you could say. We're not just pulling out of a hat and picking random companies. It's based off of some good history that you've had. So.
Oh, I definitely have good history. There's no question. I don't miss payments. I don't, but I mean, I've had credit issues in the past personally.
Okay.
So I mean, that's if you have to go by that, then there's going to be an issue.
Well, the thing is depending on whether you're looking to bring on equipment or if it's working capital. On the working capital side, it's more based off your gross annual sales, where you're able to usually take anywhere from 10 to 15% off your top line. We do take credit into account, but the majority of the weight is on the sales aspect. So if you have good sales, we can assume you can float the cash flow. So I'm not sure. Was it capital that you were looking to take on, or was it more on the equipment side?
Well, right now I'm in the middle of something, so I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out a better company next time.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, definitely. So, and with our approval process, it's actually not fairly quick and easy, too. It's just a one-page application, 6 months of your most recent bank statements and your just most recent tax return, and we're able to get back to you within usually right around 24 hours with what programs and rates you qualify for. And, if it makes sense for the company and it makes sense with you, we can proceed from there. But sounds like right now you're set for the moment, but you said September is when the OnDeck one?
Well, I mean, yeah, it all depends on what kind of, you could always pay them off and go with a monthly. I mean, I don't know. It all depends on, because I know I'm going to be looking, well, here's the thing. You figure about $250,000 last gross sale, and, anywhere from $18,000 to $25,000 monthly in the bank, and I don't know what that brings you, what you can,
You said your sales were right around $250,000?
No, $250,000.
Okay, $250,000. Yeah, so I mean, if you were looking on the working capital side, you're looking maybe right around maybe $25,000 to $40,000. That'd be unsecured cash. If you wanted to go on the equipment side, you could probably get away with a little bit more just because of the way those programs work. So I'm not sure if it was the capital or equipment you were most interested in right now, but...
Well, how about what I did with Dakota is I own my trucks right out.
Okay.
So what I did with Dakota is they took a loan off my trucks and gave me the money.
I gotcha. Okay. Was it trucks then that you were maybe looking to bring on? Were you looking to add a few?
Well, I don't know. It all depends. It's either that or I'm going to buy another truck,
Uh-huh. I see. Like I said, the rates are just going to kind of depend on what you look like on paper and what you're looking for. It sounds like you're leaning more towards the equipment side.
Well, I like having cash flow. See, I like having a line of credit for 50 grand. What's the monthly on that?
With the, it depends. The rates on the working capital, the terms range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. Obviously, the shorter the term, the lower the rate's going to be. And the two other big factors that will affect that rate are the time that you've been in business and your credit. So how long have you guys been in business for?
20 years.
20 years, okay. So, I mean, that's definitely going to be in your favor. And I know you said your credit wasn't that great. Was it good, bad, kind of somewhere in the middle?
I'm building up now. As the business is credit, as you know, you pulled it, it's not bad.
Okay, so the business credit is more on the good side. But
you pulled it, right? You've already checked, so.
No, we didn't pull your credit. No, we didn't run anything like that. It's just, it's based off the DMB credit profile system that we have here, so.
Well, what kind of people do you approve? I don't understand. I mean, if you're looking at my lending history, then that's a slam dunk, obviously.
Yeah, it's based off the business, so.
All right.
I mean, was this something that you maybe wanted to go into more detail here? I have a senior representative right here that I could transfer you over, and he can kind of go more into detail for what expectations you could have that we could offer for you.
Here's the thing. I mean, I've dealt with these companies all the time, and that's probably why I never called you guys back, because I get them all the time from everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always the same thing. Yeah, we'll get you this, we'll get you that, and all of a sudden it's $5,000 daily payment. I mean, I don't want to do that.
No, and I totally get that. I mean, and you pick the program. We don't force just one option on you. We're going to give you the highest amount we can give you at the lowest rate, and you can work down from there. You can pick the term length that you want to do. So you're not going to be forced to do the daily payment like you sound like you're very afraid of continuing to do.
No, I just
so.
Don't like it. It's just it's, yeah. The interest is way too high. I did it because I needed to, and, you know, it is what it is. But my thing is, if you do a credit line to just say anywhere from $25,000 to $40,000 on a 3-year gig, what is that monthly payment? What is it? Do you have to pay it back everything you take each month?
That's just going to depend on the program. You could do early payments as well. We're kind of a relationship bank, so actually halfway through the term, you could refinance it, get qualified for lower terms. You could pay it off early if you want, and the interest actually even gets lower as well on top of that.
I took $10,000 off the 25. You know, I needed 10.
Yeah.
I pay that. Do I have to pay that full 10 back in a month, or do I just pay it when I want to pay, as long as it's all paid off in 3 years?
So we do, it's just a lump sum figure that we give you, and you can pay that off either daily, weekly, or monthly. And depending on what the rate is, that will affect that. But it's not really off of an interest rate. It's just the amount you're borrowing plus the amount that we'll charge, and you just spread that out throughout those terms. And like I said, if you wanted to get more accurate, kind of detailed answers for what we can do for you, I could get a senior rep here right now that can kind of dive into that for you. Because it definitely sounds like something we can accommodate for you.
All right, so right now I don't have a lot of time. I just wanted to return your call because I did look at the Bank of Cardiff, and I did kind of throw an interest to that. I mean, that's good because it's an actual bank.
Yeah, we're an actual bank. We have really good reviews. We have a good rating. A lot of our customers are repeating customers. You know, they keep coming back. We're very quick when it comes to responding to certain situations. So it's definitely something that you should keep in mind. Do you maybe have an email that I could shoot you some information here? That way you kind of got it in the back pocket here.
I definitely have an email, but my question to you is what kind of approval rating is on credit? You know what I mean? How does that, like, what do you have for a score in order to even look at it? Because I know there's certain companies.
Yeah, I mean, there's no cutoff there on that. It's going to be based on many factors. That's just one of the ones that we do take into account. So, I mean, if your sales are good and you've been in business for, you said 20 years now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's definitely going to come into play as well. So we work anywhere with tier A to tier D on the credit rating. So.
What's a D, like a T? A D would mean what?
I mean, the average credit score is going to be right around like 670, 680. We've worked with anywhere as low as like 500, I believe, in the low fives.
Yeah.
So
you guys, because I'm building, so there's going to be stuff that still shows up even though it's paid off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So
that would be the only thing that would hurt me where it didn't hurt me was On Deck. They approved me, no problem, just from my history. So that's the good thing about On Deck.
Okay.
If you can match them and you can get me a monthly, of course I would change.
Okay. Well, I mean, if this is something you'd you'd like to look into. I can definitely shoot you some information here. The application process here is super quick. I'll have the one-page app there with you, and we can usually get you an answer within 24 hours. And then if it beats on deck or if it comes close and we can maybe work around the programs, we definitely could get something going for you. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, let me get a good email for you.
Okay, it's Harrison Trucking.
Harrison Trucking at
Comcast.net.
Comcast.net. Yeah, so I'll
even with equipment leasing too. I mean, that's obviously that must be an easy one to get a for.
Yeah, I was going to say that one's much better. That's kind of our bread and butter here as well. So.
Okay, that's good.
So I'll attach both
that. We're going to be looking for new trucks too, so that's good.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you the information here on the offer. There'll be both of the applications there and just a few other information that we'll need to get you approved and let you know what rates and programs you'll qualify for, and we can kind of go from there.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, even if I get enough money to pay off my other bills and stick with one company, I'm okay with that, too.
Okay, perfect. And then is there maybe a good time to follow up with you, Scott, here maybe towards the end of the week or early next week?
Give me a call towards the end of the week. I'm not really sure what my balance is with them. I probably want to get close to paying them off.
Okay.
You know, and if I have a small balance, maybe, okay, so, you know, whatever, if whatever you guys are approving for, pay them off and I go to a monthly and build up, I mean... Ideally, if you get you get me somewhere around 50 grand as far as capital goes, and monthly, and then I'll definitely do some equipment leasing. Is it leasing or?
Yeah, and like I said, we're a relation-based bank. So once you're in with us, you've proven you can make your payments. You're going to get qualified for even better programs, lower rates, mm-hmm. And it only goes up from there. So.
Well, I mean, it's obvious. You know, I make my payments because my history is.
Yes. Clearly. Yes.
You can even call QuickBridge. You could call On Deck. You can call Dakota. I've never been late on anything.
Well, that's what we like to hear.
And I mean, we're talking daily payments. You know, I don't even like them. I hate them. But they're like $200 a day, and I've never missed one, ever.
Wow. Well, we're aligning ourselves here with the right people, so.
Well, I just got my second one with On Deck in April. I paid them off and got another one because I needed some working capital. But the problem with the dailies, it eats it up so fast.
Well, yeah, it eats it up, and it's accruing quicker too when you get not
running
on the daily.
I don't want to do that anymore. And they don't. And I've already offered to the companies that I've dealt with. You know, do you do monthlies? And they just don't want to hear it. So, whatever. I got to move forward. So this is good. I mean, if you guys want to interest me into a couple of things, I'm more than happy to listen.
Yeah,
if you get me approved, then I'll be more than happy to move too.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll send you this information here, and as soon as I get that information back from you, we'll probably have an answer here within the next 24 hours or so. So hopefully we'll be hearing back from you soon, Scott.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.